If you are currently in a miserable job that is draining you and you have been on the fence about staying or going for a while now, you just have no idea what move you should make, if you should go, well, this episode is for you because in this episode, I am sharing 5 very clear signs that it is time for you to leave your job. And hopefully by the time you finish listening, you will have your answer about whether you should stay or leave that job that is draining you. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who is stuck in a career that is draining the life out of her, has no idea what else she could do, and has been waiting for things to change for way too long. I'm Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who went from being unhappy in a job that drained me, sitting in a windowless office, wondering if this is all my life was really meant to be about, to building a career I've genuinely loved and thrived in for over 12 years now. I know what it feels like to go from drained and stuck at work to doing work that genuinely lights you up and fulfills you, and I'm here to help you do the same. Whether you're ready to pivot into a whole new career path or step into the role in recognition you've already earned in your career, this is where you are going to get clear on who you are, what fulfillment looks like for you, and how to make it happen with faith as the foundation. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, wonderful listener. Welcome back to another episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. So if you are in a stage of your life and career where you have been asking yourself, should I stay or should I leave this job? Maybe you've been praying about it, you've journaled about it, you are scrolling job boards at 2 a.m. hoping that something magically will give you a sign that it is time for you to quit that miserable job that is draining you and literally sucking the life out of you. Deep down, maybe you're just hoping that things will get better, but honestly, there's a part of you that already knows the truth. Like, you already know that it is not going to get better at this job, because if it hasn't gotten better for the years and years and years that you've been at the job so far, there's nothing that's going to magically make it get better now. So in this episode today, I just want to be your sign, okay? If you have been trying to talk yourself into staying in that miserable job where you know you already feel underpaid, you feel undervalued and unhappy, I want to help make it clear, or rather maybe help you answer that question, should I stay or should I go, by just walking you through 5 very clear signs that it is probably time for you to quit your miserable job and find a more fulfilling job. I'm going to like just kind of go really rapid fire through all 5 signs, because like literally that is the only point of this episode, is to help you do an audit and move off the fence of should I stay, should I go, and just see if you are resonating with one or more of these signs. Boom, bam, done. You have your answer. Let's keep it moving. Now, let me pause and say, I think it's important to say that I am not here to push you to quit your job without a plan. Okay. I have found that without fail, whenever I talk about quitting a job, I'll often hear things like, okay, but I have bills to pay, but the economy, but things aren't stable. I hear you. I'm not saying quit your job without a plan. That is not it at all. In fact, the exact opposite. Because one thing that I absolutely do not believe in is leaving your job if you don't have a financial safety net. Because if you leave your job without a financial safety net or a plan in place, you are more likely to get into what I call your desperate energy. Okay, this is something that I teach in my coaching program, where I try to move my clients out of desperate energy and into abundant energy. So if you go into your job search with desperate energy, you are more likely to take any old job that comes your way, which will just lead to you being unhappy yet again in another miserable job, which defeats my entire purpose. My goal here is to help you land a more fulfilling job that you can thrive in, that you can feel good about yourself, that will allow you to have work-life balance and have time to spend with your loved ones and your kids and your hobbies, and to be social again, and to focus on your health and build your financial independence. That is the kind of job I want you to be in, or the kind of career I want you to pivot into. And so what I'm here to tell you, though, is that staying in a job that is misaligned with who you are when you actually have the privilege of choice is not noble. Okay. When you have the privilege of choice in your career, meaning you can choose what you do, you have the opportunity to invest in support to clarify what you want to do, it's not noble. It is not loyalty. Okay. It is actually just killing you slowly. It is killing your sense of self. It is killing your confidence. It is killing your health. It is killing your financial growth, because you are capped. You are absolutely limited in that miserable job. And I'm saying this because after coaching hundreds of women at this point, I have seen that it's not just always about the job being toxic, like absolutely toxic, break you down toxic. Sometimes the job just doesn't match who you are right now in this season of your life, and what you need is not being met by that job. And the longer you stay, the harder it's going to become for you to see what is actually possible for you in your career. Meaning it becomes harder for you to see the roles, the environment, the career paths that actually fit who you are, that are available to you, that if you pivot into those spaces, you will actually thrive. So most women that I coach, usually they already know. That's why they've come to me to have a conversation. They already know that it's time to go, that it's time to work with someone that, you know, they've been trying things on their own, whether they've been applying to jobs, they've been talking to people, they've been looking on job boards with no result. They're like, okay, you know what? It's time for me to get support and get help to make a pivot, which I help them do. They already know that. But if you are at the point where you're still like going back and forth, should I really go? Is this the right time? What if it gets better? Am I being disloyal? What if I make less money? If you're having all those questions, then I think candidly, you probably just need somebody to say it out loud. So in this episode, that is my goal. I want to be that person for you. Okay? Okay. So sign number one is that your body is screaming at you, okay? I might be being a tad dramatic, but for real though, when you're doing work that is unaligned, your body will talk to you. You feel the stress physically, Sunday scaries start creeping in on Saturday afternoon, you're clenching your jaw during Zoom calls, you wake up anxious before the day even starts. Maybe you're losing weight, you're gaining weight, your hair is falling out, your skin is breaking out, you're getting sick more often, or your body's just always achy. This is not normal. Your body is literally telling you what your brain is trying to avoid, and that is that this job is not right for you and it is killing you slowly. And I'm not exaggerating. The second sign that it's time to quit your job is that you don't feel safe being yourself. Whether it's based on your race, your faith, your communication style, or your personality, you constantly feel like you are walking on eggshells at work. You don't feel psychologically safe in the place where you spend most of your waking hours, which is at work. Like you are spending so much energy trying to prove yourself, trying to avoid attention, that you are now playing small. And one thing that I have noticed is that this is especially true if you are a Black woman and have been conditioned to see being visible as unsafe. It's so easy to want to hide yourself as a protective mechanism, but that's not how fulfilling work feels. And when you do this over time, it just leads to you doubting yourself all the time, and you start questioning the value that you have to add to an organization or the world of work as a professional. Doing fulfilling work means that you should be able to show up fully as yourself, at least the way you want to professionally, in the gifts and talents that God has placed in you, without feeling like you have to shrink just to survive a toxic work environment. Hey, if you are unhappy in your career right now, whether you are not sure what your next move is, you've tried to make a change and it hasn't worked, or you just know something needs to shift, but you don't know where to start, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. On this call, we'll get to the root of what is keeping you stuck in your career, and I will show you the three specific ways I can help you hit your career goals. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call to schedule your career clarity call today. Now let's get back to the episode. Okay, now sign number three that it is time to quit your job is that you have outgrown the role, but you feel stuck. So you know that you are capable of so much more in your career, but the opportunities just aren't there at your career, at your company. So you have plateaued. There's no growth. There's no mentorship. There's no visibility. Even your income hasn't grown significantly in years. And the worst part is that you have probably started believing that maybe this is all you can do. Like you actually find yourself saying to yourself sometimes, maybe this is as good as it gets, or at least I have a job, or maybe work is just meant to be miserable. Let me tell you now, it is not, and you deserve to enjoy what you do for a living. Number four sign that you need to quit your job is that you are underpaid and undervalued. So at this point, you're doing more work than ever, but you are not seeing it reflected in your paycheck or in how leadership talks to or about you. So maybe you're the go-to person, but they never actually put you forward for advancement opportunities or cool new projects. So if you feel like you have to prove your worth every day just to survive at work, it is time to reevaluate and start building your exit plan. The final sign, number five, is that you have been thinking about leaving your job for more than a year. Like, let's be honest. If this question has been on your heart for more than 12 months, should I leave my job? You already know the answer. You already know that it is time to go, and you've probably just stayed at that job because it feels safe, because people tell you it's a good job, because the benefits are decent, because deep down you are scared of the unknown. But just because something is familiar doesn't mean it's aligned or fulfilling. It just means that you've become comfortable with the discomfort of the job. And I know that maybe you're thinking, okay, but I can't leave right now, especially not in this economy. Listen, I hear you, girl. Eggs are $20 million. I do. But I need you to know this. People are landing jobs in this same economy. Like every single week, for example, I share six-figure open roles in my newsletter. There are roles out there even in this really tough job market. The real risk isn't making a move. It's staying stuck in a job that drains you and delays your ability to actually live and purpose. So while, yes, people are losing their jobs, people are also landing jobs. My clients are landing jobs. And so you have to decide, what are you going to focus on? The fear and everyone losing their jobs, or the fate that there's something good and great out there for you? And this is where I should say that if you're a Christian woman, the Bible tells us that it is impossible to please God without faith. It's important to remember that God is not limited by the job market. So if you have faith that He will provide for you in your career, girl, you have to act like it. Okay? Now, you also might be thinking, okay, but I don't want to leave one miserable job and end up in another miserable job. And that one is definitely valid. I hear you. And that's why I teach career discovery before job searching. When you're clear on your values, your interests, your skills, you actually stop settling for any job that just looks better on paper or better than your current one. And you start looking for work that actually fits who you are, work that feels good to do and pays you well. So there you have it. 5 signs that it's time to leave your job. Your body is showing signs of stress and burnout. You don't feel safe to be yourself at work. You have outgrown the role, but you feel stuck. You're underpaid and undervalued. And 5 is that you have been thinking about leaving for over a year. Like I said, this was going to be a rapid fire episode. If any of those signs resonated, I just invite you to pause and ask yourself, what am I still waiting for? What is the magic moment, the right time, the right sign that you're waiting to happen before you leave that job that you know is killing you slowly, is holding back your finances, and is keeping you from growing in your career? Thank you for listening. I hope you found this episode helpful. And as usual, if you did, don't forget to leave us a review or rating on whatever platform you're listening on. It does help the podcast grow. And I will catch you on the next episode. If you are done waiting for things to get better on their own and you're ready to get clear on what your next career move actually is, I want to invite you to schedule a free career clarity call with me. You can go to hercareerdoctor.com/call. On the call, we'll talk about where you are in your career right now, where you want to be, and exactly what it will take to help you hit those career goals so you can be fulfilled in your career while getting paid well. Again, that URL is hercareerdoctor.com/call. And that link is also going to be in the episode description below. I can't wait to talk with you.